Don Jr. on My Son Hunter panel. This film is an incredible example of conservatives looking for alternative venues to spend their hard-earned money. By Rebecca Mansour on August 26, 2022. The upcoming film My Son Hunter is an incredible example of conservatives looking for alternate venues to spend their hard-earned money. Donald Trump Jr. said during a panel discussion Thursday evening on Truth Social following the release of the film's full theatrical trailer. "Look at Disney stock. Look at Netflix stock. Look at what's going on," Trump said. "Our people have finally had enough. We're no longer just saying, well, we're going to accept different views while the other side takes your hard-earned money and uses it and weaponizes it against all of your belief systems day in and day out. They've said enough, and now they're looking for alternate venues to spend their hard-earned money, and I think this movie is going to be an incredible example of that." Trump's remarks came during a panel discussion on Truth Social hosted by former California congressman and current Truth Social CEO Devin Nunes that also included My Son Hunter director Robert Davi. License to Kill, Die Hard, The Goonies, Government Accountability Institute president, Breitbart senior contributor, and best-selling author of Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win Peter Schweitzer, and Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow. Watch the panel. My Son Hunter, which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was a crowdfunded project inspired by the investigative reporting of Peter Schweitzer and Breitbart News about the Biden family's corruption. Reporting which, as the film's director Robert Davi noted, the media and big tech saw to censor during the 2020 election. "No one was talking about the Bidens, until recently. Now the New York Times says it's okay," Davi said. "This film is, I think, the first peak that lifts the skirts, so to speak, from the Bidens to show people in a humorous way. It's like the laptop exploded onto film for me." The film follows Hunter Biden, aka the smartest guy the President of the United States knows, as he navigates a tangled web of prostitution, partying, international business dealings, drugs, sex, Chinese spies, a laptop from hell, Ukrainian oligarchs, more sex, more drugs, and, of course, his responsibilities to the leader of the free world. Watch the trailer. Best-selling author Peter Schweitzer, who was the first to report on Hunter Biden's corrupt business dealings with foreign governments at a time when his vice president father was negotiating U.S. foreign policy with those regimes, described My Son Hunter as an entertaining shorthand version of his 300-page best-selling book chronicling the Biden family corruption. "I think what people are going to get in this film is information lifted from the pages of my book and turned into the flesh," Schweitzer said. In fact, Schweitzer said that the truth about Hunter Biden's corruption seems almost too outrageous for fiction. "It's such an unbelievable story in a way," Schweitzer said. "I mean, imagine if you were a screenwriter. And you went to producers in LA and you said, hey, I've got this idea for a film. It's going to be, about, the vice president's son. He's going to take tens of millions of dollars from the Chinese. He's going to be a coke addict. And then he's going to leave his laptop computer at a repair store. And that thing's going to be made public, but the mainstream media is going to try to cover it up. I mean, the producers would just laugh you out of the room. Yet, that's exactly what happened." Indeed, Donald Trump Jr. noted that had the news about Hunter's laptop from hell not been censored, the outcome of the 2020 election might have been very different. "The story was out, but they did whatever they could to cover it up, and that's part of the problem," Trump said. "That's why I love that you guys went about doing this film, because even though the story existed in the ether, social, entertainment, mainstream media, no one would actually cover it because they understood that it would hurt their cause and their narrative. Now we know something like 17% of all people would not have voted for Joe Biden just on the suspicion that where there's smoke there's fire, that would have changed the election. So, you can see how these things were manipulated so flagrantly." Panel host Devin Nunes made a pointed joke highlighting the fact that members of the U.S. intelligence community were among the driving forces behind censoring the news about Hunter Biden during the 2020 election by declaring all reporting about his laptop was Russian disinformation. The panel was quick to note the Justice Department and the FBI's disparate handling of the Trump and Biden families. "This is a story that the FBI should be all over, and they're nowhere to be seen," Davi said about the Hunter Biden corruption scandals. This is the biggest story in America as far as I'm concerned because the corruption has been kept from the public. I've investigated corruption for decades on going after Republicans and Democrats, Schweitzer said. The treatment that the Bidens and received compared with the treatment of the Trumps, there's absolutely no comparison. When asked by Nunes how Biden family corruption compared to past political corruption, Schweitzer called it absolutely the worst that I've seen. You literally have the most powerful family in the United States taking money from our sworn rivals and taking it from four businessmen who are linked with Chinese intelligence, Schweitzer stated. If I was Hunter Biden, I'd be in jail, Donald Trump Jr. said. You know, I'm probably the most deposed/subpoenaed human being/civilian in the history of the U.S. government. They've done countless hours, nothing there, literally nothing, or you would have heard about it by now, and I'd be in jail. Meanwhile, as Trump explained, Hunter Biden has a laundry list of scandals that have seemingly gone unnoticed by the nation's various law enforcement agencies. Look at the international deals, $1 billion invested in a crackhead, by China, Trump quipped. Let's just say China does a little bit better diligence than that unless they're buying someone. No-show jobs in the Ukraine for millions of dollars with no understanding of even the basic business or an understanding of the language. Doesn't matter. Money laundering operations for literal Russian oligarchs with direct ties to Putin. I was told that's Russian collusion. Apparently, it doesn't matter. That money couldn't go through a U.S. conventional banking system because it was literally linked to human trafficking rings and sex trafficking rings in Eastern Europe. And that's not a problem. And that's before we even get into probably the countless other personal issues. The guy is actually on film with crack pipes and prostitutes talking about how the Russian mob has his laptop. Because at this point, which one of our enemies doesn't have a Hunter Biden laptop? Trump said ruefully about Biden's son. Trump explained that it's this disparate treatment that has inspired his own political activism and his hope for the success of my son Hunter. I'm just trying to be on the leading edge of the culture wars because we've sat back for decades and allowed the left to assume control over every major institution in our country, Trump said. Even the U.S. military, in terms of leadership, has gone woke, and the FBI, as evidenced by the hostage rescue team raiding Mar-a-Lago just last week against their political enemies simply for having the guts to call out the corruption at the FBI. We then get to get lectured sanctimoniously from Christopher Wray. How dare we not respect the FBI when it seems like they haven't done anything to deserve that respect? When you're talking about forging FISA warrants, lying before Congress, the people who did that, whether that's Andy McCabe or Peter Strzok, they maintain their jobs. They get contributorships at CNN and MSNBC. There's virtually no penalty. The politicization of our institutions and the outright corruption at this point needs to be called out, Trump said. And I think we've actually hit a tipping point. I think Breitbart has done a great job of highlighting these things. We created Truth Social with Devin to be able to point out these things. Trump noted that conservatives are now busy building their own and taking on the power structures that have been so heavily dominated by the left. Trump sees my son Hunter as part of the tip of the spear in this conservative fight back. The one thing I can say that's been great about Joe Biden and this administration is it's been so disastrous that the people who have been agnostic, who have been too busy to get involved in politics or thought they were too busy to get involved in politics, they're involved. They're motivated, they're watching, and they're getting it, Trump said. I think we're creating an entire new economy, as we speak, with all of the things that are going on. And this film is going to be part of the tip of the spear of that. So, I want it to be successful because I want people to understand just how important this is. We're fighting for our values. We're fighting for our country, and we're just fighting for the future that we want to leave our children. With my five young kids, I want to make sure I leave them in America they recognize. Breitbart editor-in-chief Alex Marlow sees Breitbart's distribution of My Son Hunter as embracing the legacy of the company's founder Andrew Breitbart. I'm very proud, and I know everyone at Breitbart is, to be extending Andrew Breitbart's legacy. He of course famously said, "Politics is downstream of the culture. It is the culture that is really the driving force in American life, and there is no one who executed on that premise more in recent years than the Trump family," Marlow said. My Son Hunter, which is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7th, stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. Nunes noted that actress Gina Carano was herself the subject of a Hollywood cancellation despite her large fanbase. Truth Social has already shown its success in helping artists bypass woke cancellation. The most recent example of this was Truth Social's successful promotion of John Rich's song Progress, which hit number one in the Apple iTunes song chart after Truth Social promoted it. Nunes said he hopes Truth Social can repeat this success with the promotion of My Son Hunter. Hopefully we can recreate the success that John Rich had with this new song, Progress. Marlo joked about the beneficial publicity that comes from cancellation. I'm hoping for at least some level of a cancellation because that seems to be the best way to get publicity these days, Marlo quipped. I'm guessing a lot of people are not going to want this film out. Good. We should hear from you. By all means, let us know what you think. MySonHunter.com is where people should go. Marlo summarized how Breitbart's embrace of this film is in keeping with the site's mission and core beliefs. We believe the American people are smarter than the average bureaucrat in Washington. They're smarter than the average Democrat politician, Marlo said. This film isn't just conservative content. It's blatantly anti-woke content. And, of course, the Bidens aren't going to be happy about it. But this is about using entertainment as an art form to try to convey some deadly serious ideas in a humorous way. And that elevates, that's stuff that America was all about. Director Robert Davi revealed that lawyers associated with Hunter Biden actually tried to infiltrate the My Son Hunter set while he was filming in Serbia. Hunter was in Serbia and Belgrade a month before we started the film, Davi explained. They sent a team of lawyers, saying they were doing a documentary, to infiltrate the set. And we find out later on that they were sent down. They were representing Hunter Biden. Now, what's he doing in Serbia when we're filming in September? What was Hunter doing in Serbia in Belgrade in September? Very interesting. It's hardly surprising that anyone associated with the Bidens would not want Americans to see this film. As Marlo noted, the film brings back so many of the Biden family scandals that you're shocked at how many incidences that went down for real in Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's life that you've forgotten. There's so many scandals, you've forgotten so many that you could barely count them all. My Son Hunter is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7th. Rebecca Mansour is senior editor at large for Breitbart News. Follow her on Twitter at @RAMansour.